You're listening to the Perfectly Imperfect Social Podcast, a podcast designed to help female entrepreneurs like you stand out authentically and genuinely on social media. I want to get you creating the social media content that may be imperfect for others, but it's right for you and your business. I'm your host, Kirsten Jordan. I'm a social media content strategist, and I'm excited you are here today. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Perfectly Imperfect Social. As always, thank you so much for tuning in and choosing to listen to my podcast. It does mean the world to me. So, on to today's podcast. We're going to do something a little bit different over the next couple of months. So, one of the things that you may have noticed is that I have switched to a bi-weekly schedule. This I've done purposefully because it is summer, and you know what? There's been a lot going on in life over the past year and a half with the pandemic, kids being at home, work, life, feeling like you never get a break. And so I have decided that this summer I want to take some time for myself and for my family a little bit more. There's been a lot going on, and I read this the other day, you only have 18 summers with your kids before traditionally they head off to college, to university, to somewhere else. And I think it's time that I start to practice a little bit what I preach, which is slowing down a little bit and taking a deep breath. So the podcasts are going to be a little bit different over the summer. And I'm going to do kind of what I call snackable podcasts. So you might have heard the term snackable, which means kind of bite-sized content, not too lengthy. So tuning in, you're not going to get 30, 40-minute podcasts from me over the summer, but just really some practical, actionable sort of tips and tricks on how you can be thinking about your own social media presence. So what is today's topic? So I want to talk about how to actually switch up your Instagram feed for summer. So I don't know if anyone has ever really thought about this before, but with a new season comes an opportunity to sort of bring a new sort of presence or vibe to your social media. And so I want to give you today 5 ways to switch up your feed for summer. And although I'm going to be centering this podcast around Instagram, you can definitely think about how you could be pulling that over to other social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram's ugly stepsister, as I like to say these days, even TikTok, Pinterest, you name it, you can apply it if it's a social media platform. So without further ado, here's the first idea. So I want you to look at your brand colors. Do you have any brand colors that are more summery that you could integrate for the season? And so one of the reasons why I like this is that although, and sorry people that like perfect grids at the moment, although it's good to be consistent, to use the same colors, it is a nice way sometimes to switch up between seasons the colors that you're using within your brand palette. So I want you to look at the brand colors that you have kind of in that palette that you've had developed and see, are there any colors that would say it's summer a little bit more to your audience? It also gives a little bit of an opportunity to bring in some bright, some bold colors that you might have been using up until now for accent purposes, just anything that sort of is summery. So color is a great way to sort of to spruce things up a little bit and to have some fun with things. So that's the first idea. Take a look at your brand colors and see if there's anything that you could be doing color-wise to kind of give your feed a little bit more of a summery presence. So the second idea is that I have is, can't you introduce a fun series for the summer months? So, you know, as I said, it's been a really heavy time over the past year and a half, and people really, I feel the content that, you know, it's been good content, it's content that we do need to see, absolutely 120,000%, but I think that people are kind of in the mood at times for something that perhaps is a little bit more lighthearted. So is there something that you could be doing over the next couple of months that would perhaps entertain or provide humor within kind of your business lane or your industry lane. You know, I'm a big fan of series, of weekly series as well, because it kind of gives that consistency to your feed. So, you know, there's people that I know that do fun series on Fridays, or, you know, what works Wednesdays. And so is this something that you could be doing where you could integrate a series into your feed and have some fun with it? Something that's a little bit of entertaining, humorous. This is where you could pull in reels. Maybe once a week, this is your reels day, and you do something fun to bring a smile to people's face. So that's the second idea, a fun summer series that people can look forward to and brings a smile to their face. It's something that I think that would be a nice thing to do. The third idea that I have for you is, I don't know about you, but I think most of us upload a profile picture and then we forget about it. So is it time for a profile picture refresh? Take a look at the profile picture that you have right now. And if you have a picture that looks like it's taken in winter, you might want to think about replacing it with a more summery image. And this goes for people that, you know, maybe haven't replaced their profile pic in a couple of years as well. I know there are some of you out there that, as I said, upload it and then forget about it. Is there something that you could be uploading that's a little bit more summery? Or going back to the fact that, you know, summer, fun, people like to be entertained. Is there a profile picture of you that is kind of along those lines? Something that kind of would be like, ooh, That's a new look within so-and-so's profile. I wonder what's going on there, and I can check that out. So think about, could you refresh your profile picture for the summer? Okay. The next idea, so idea number four for switching up your feed for summer, is something that I think about a lot. And something that I noticed recently with someone's account that I follow is, sometimes people forget about especially this goes to branding photos that you might have, the images that you use in their backgrounds. So summer is the time to definitely steer clear of branding photos that have you in a parka or a winter coat or a snow scene. Really think about the season that you're in and purposefully choose to use photos or branding photos that you might have that kind of have more that summery vibe and don't have you set in winter time. I know it sounds like a silly thing, but I do notice, and I noticed it last week with someone, as I said, that I follow, where I was like, oh, that looks like a bit of a dark photo. I don't think that was taken now. And so I think this goes back to the fact that we always want to be sharing images and content that's authentic. And one of the ways to create that authenticity is by kind of matching the visuals with the season that you're in, if that makes sense. So no photos with a parka. Really think through, what photos can I be using that kind of have that summery vibe? And then the last idea that I have is, go out on a mini branding shoot on your own. So take some of your products or things that you like to work with in your business and snap some photos of you outdoors, or take some fun impromptu photos. Get your kids to take them if they're around and they're not at summer camp. Have some fun with the photos that you're taking of yourself. And that goes back to idea number four, because then I'll give you some images to use that are more summery look and feel. And, you know, one of the things, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, is that when I was chatting with Jen Allison, you know, branding photos aren't always in the budget, or it's not something that you're doing every day of the week, but it doesn't stop you from taking your own photos. So get out there, get your phone, have your kids take those photos, get a little bit of summer and have some fun with it. And so those are the five ideas that I have for you to switch up your feed for summer. So as I said, this is a snackable, bite-sized podcast episode. That's what we're going to be getting for the rest of the summer. I hope it was helpful, and I hope it has inspired you to switch up your feed for summer. And I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Perfectly Imperfect Social Podcast. If you like what you've heard, I'd love for you to leave me a review or to subscribe so you can make sure that you don't miss out on future episodes.
And I'd love to continue the conversation over on Instagram at Kirsten Jordan Digital. Until next time, keep being perfectly imperfect.